You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Idaho is one of only seven states that does not have a maternal death review panel. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And as of December, the Gem State was one of only two states that had no plan to implement one. Well, that could all be changing if the Idaho Medical Association has a say in the matter. Lawmakers on the House and Welfare Committee voted last week to hear a proposal that was put forward by the Idaho Medical Association that would create a panel to review maternal deaths. Joining me live in studio to talk more about this is Dr. Eve Preuss. She's an OBGYN and a member of the Idaho Medical Association. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Yeah, it's a privilege to be here. I love your show, Gemma.
Oh, thank you. So I just want to ask right away, explain what a maternal death review panel is.
Yeah, so the concept is bringing together a group of experts who can pull the data for each maternal death in a certain region or state, and then they can look at the factors that contributed to that death and then make suggestions on how we could prevent deaths in the future. Mm-hmm. They're made of a group of experts, so it's doctors such as OBGYNs and family practice. Usually it's a representative of people caring for women, including midwives and a high-risk OB specialist. Often there's a social worker, a coroner, and a public health expert, and so we can comprehensively review the events surrounding a maternal death.
So when we say maternal death, is it specifically during labor? And the reason why I ask that is that I think sometimes when we think of maternal death, we think of something happening during the process of giving birth. But as many of us know, especially with a tremendous research that was done by the National Public Radio in the last year as they tracked maternal death rates, it opened up a wide range of beyond just the labor process within the months after birth.
You're exactly right. We have several standard definitions when we can consider a pregnancy-related birth. So what generally is accepted and what the numbers are that we're comparing nationally is deaths that are related to pregnancy within a year of a pregnancy. Mm. So you'll see a lot of different standards, but that's what we're using commonly, and that's where we find the numbers that say that Idaho's death rate is higher than the national average, and that's 27 per 100,000. It doesn't sound like a lot, but when you look at other nations, and they're on the order of 3 to 10, mm-hmm. so Germany, France, UK, so it's significantly lower than our state and our nation.
And to be clear, I mean, Idaho does track maternal deaths. But that's different, correct, than an actual board.
Exactly. So the way that Idaho works now is on the death certificate, there's a checkbox. And the checkbox says, was this woman pregnant within 42 days of her death or within a year of her death? So everyone fills out that form. They have to check the box. And then we compile those numbers. But that doesn't necessarily tell us anything about the circumstances of a mother's death. It's simply a checkbox on a piece of paper that's tallied at the end of the year.
I'm speaking with Dr. Eve Preuss. She's an OBGYN as well as a member of the Idaho Medical Association. The Idaho Medical Association will be getting a hearing on adding a maternal death review panel in the state of Idaho. This NPR investigation that I referenced, I found to be fascinating and heartbreaking because it tracked women from across the country and it showed that there are preventable deaths.
That's exactly right. When we look, so as you said, most states have some form of a review committee, and the best comes from California. They noticed about 2007 that their maternal deaths were climbing up steadily, mm-hmm. and they took the measure to prevent that. They created a maternal mortality review panel. And what they did was find that about 50% of the deaths in their state were preventable. They were due to medical errors, access to care, systemic issues that could mm-hmm. be modified. And so what they have done in the last 10 years is reduce their mortality rate by about half by implementing this type of a committee.
So because of that, and exactly, California was stated as an example within that NPR investigation, is that you have research to back it up right there in the state of California that a maternal death review panel, you can see those numbers go down.
Exactly. We know that at least 50% of maternal deaths are preventable. And from other states like Idaho, they calculate that maybe up to 90% are preventable. And the initial step is to form a committee to transform those checkboxes on a piece of paper to data that we can work with and really examine each of those women's circumstances, why they died. And then that committee can make an informed recommendation to our state on how we can improve our system to prevent those deaths.
Tell me about bringing this proposal forward to the legislature, because if I remember correctly, in 2008, something similar was brought forward and it died in the state house.
True. So this time we're attempting again. We have very simple language, and our rationale for creating a legislation is to provide protections for the people who are involved in these cases. So the providers, the point of a maternal mortality review committee is not punitive or punishment. Mm-hmm. It's really education and improving the health of our women. And so that's one reason to legislate it, to afford legal protection for those who are involved. Another is to have a definition of who's on the committee, to make sure that it represents fairly the women, the people who are caring for women in our state. And the other is to make sure that the Department of Public Health has access to the records that they need with legal protection, and there's no barriers to that.
What I thought was so interesting with the state of California is certain things that they found about after giving birth. You know, things like, you know, if a woman gets high blood pressure right after birth, but if you don't know that and you send a woman home, this can escalate and she can die.
True. And what we see is there's a variety of things. So one thing that's come out in our awareness of our maternal death rate nationally is the disparity between different groups of people. So minorities have a higher death rate, especially African Americans, Native Americans. And what we're seeing is that some of that disparity is probably related to health literacy. First of all, if women don't know the signs and symptoms to look for around the time of their pregnancy or later on, they're less likely to seek care. If they live in a place where they're rural, such as Idaho, lots of rural women unable to access care because of distance or because of socioeconomic factors. They don't have health insurance. They don't have the resources to pay for a doctor's visit. So we're seeing that those may be contributing factors.
And we even saw this in Idaho, correct? Even with just how they track maternal death, that we do see some racial disparity in Idaho.
Yeah, the data aren't good because, like I said, we don't have any way of tracking. It's very general, but there is some data that suggests that death rates are much higher for our Native American and for our African American populations, more than twice as high.
So this was a unanimous vote that you got to have this hearing. Tell me about what that felt like when that happened.
Yeah, well, as you mentioned before, this has been proposed in the past, and the barrier really in our state is sometimes just a lack of desire for legislation. We don't want to legislate everything.
Right.
And so that's why it had died in the past. And so when we got the approval to have a hearing in committee, that was awesome. You know, I think really now is the time to make this change. There's a national effort. There's support at the federal level for funding. And there's a growing awareness that maternal deaths are extremely high in our country. It's a terrible problem. And there are many steps we can take to prevent them. And this is the main one. This is the number one.
And that is the case. When we look at the fact that we are, you know, the highest rated industrialized nation, we are a first world country. And yet, when you compare us to other countries, our maternal death rate, I mean, frankly, is deplorable.
Yeah. And it's hard to stomach that as a women's health care provider and to think that we're not doing more to change that number. Thankfully, we are. Most states, you know, within the last 5 years after this news had come out, most states are moving towards creating a review board like this. And like we are looking towards states like California, Utah, Texas, which have led the way and really made some drastic differences. And so I'm hopeful that in Idaho, we can do this as well.
So the hearing will be, it's slated for Monday.
Yep, Monday morning, 9 a.m., February 18th. Those are subject to change,
right?
That's what we're working with now.
I really appreciate you coming in and talking about this. It is such an important topic because there are a lot of women out there having babies. and they need to be safe.
Yeah, and we have families who need the moms.
Absolutely. So. Isn't that the truth? My guest today, Dr. Eve Preuss, an OBGYN, a member of the Idaho Medical Association. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Gemma.